APX and Mix Slide. Available tonight at midnight everywhere. The APX and Mix Slide new single, available everywhere tonight at midnight. Y'all click that link below if you're listening live. Pre-order goes on sale everywhere tonight. This is Your Touch. That summer funk. Click the link below and pre-order right now. It goes on sale tonight. What's up, family? Get the new single tonight. The APX and Mix Slide making it happen. Anyway, y'all, welcome to today's show. Welcome to today's show, family. We're going to have a real good time chopping up games today. What we're going to do, we're going to take that quick commercial break. So don't go nowhere. We'll be right back right here on Tariq Radio.
Yo, you still ain't getting women? Really? Come on, son. You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. And I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minute step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
Check out StraightBlackLove.com. That is a dating site slash app dedicated to connecting straight black singles who are serious about finding somebody to build with. The platform is free to use, but it does have some premium features. The newest feature is an anti-catfishing feature, which allows the user to verify that they are the person in the pictures, and they will get a verification badge. So you need to connect with an empowerment mate right now at straightblacklove.com. Would you like to make six figures or more providing court-mandated classes like anger management, DUI, or shoplifting prevention? If so, go to courtmandatedtraining.com and sign up for the free webinar that will help you get started, even if you have no experience. So if you want to get that bag, if you want to get some money and do it the right way, go to courtmandatedtraining.com to learn more. Again, that's courtmandatedtraining.com. Yo, are you single and ready to mingle? If you are a single 90s hip-hop lover, you need to check out the brand new dating app called Hood Love. Now, Hood Love is designed for singles just like you, where you can get your Mac on, you can get your freak on, you can get your date on, you can get your hookup on, or whatever you want to do with the opposite sex, make it happen. So go to Hood Love. It's available right now on Google Play and the App Store. Hood Love, get your Mac on, get your freak on, get your date on right now. Yo, cupcake season is right around the corner, family, and you need to get your fragrance game all up in order. So you need to check out ashkicking.com. That's a black-owned business that sells all natural health and beauty products, and it also has fragrance products. You can get beauty products such as body butter, hair moisturizer, face moisturizer, unique incense burners, incense sticks, scented candles, and so much more. So again, you need to check out ashkicking, that's K-I-C-K-I-N, .com. Ladies, summer is almost here, and if you want to switch up and diversify your look, change your hair up a little bit, you can do that. That's why you need to go to main-ia.com. Now, main-ia.com offers 100% unprocessed Chinese virgin hair in natural color in lengths from 12 to 28 inches. They have three textures: plum, straight, body wave, deep wave, and they also offer closures in four different sizes, and they have terrific bundle deals. So ladies, go to main-ia.com right now. What's up, family? If you make music, then you already know that summertime is the best time to release new music. Reach out to my guys at LegendaryMix.com and turn your song into the next summer anthem and your whole album into the next summer soundtrack. LegendaryMix.com has the experience you need to get the job done right. With almost 20 years behind the board, their expertise is off the charts. They deliver professional audio mixing, mastering for a great price and a fast turnaround time. As a bonus, sign up to the email list at legendarymix.com and learn how to save on your order. Also, receive free music ebooks. Don't hesitate. Start today. Visit legendarymix.com or send a text to 347-565-5892 or shoot them an email at music@legendarymix.com.
The year is 2079. The futuristic nation of New Albion has been created to maintain a new racial apartheid system. There is a planned genocide that is going to target the nation's black population. A small group of black revolutionaries band together to launch guerrilla warfare attacks against their oppressors. Do they fail, or do they succeed? Find out the answer by reading the book, Avoid the Machines, the new novel by author Scotty Vasco. Avoid the Machines, now available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
You are now tuning into the legendary Tariq Nasheed.
I gave him the blood on that bridge in Selma.
On Tariq Radio.
I said, whoever threw that paper, your mom's a hoe.
Yo, what's going on, family? Welcome back to Tariq Radio. I am your host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. Ready to chop up game with the family. By the way, HC5, Hidden Colors 5, The Art of Black Warfare. That's going to be in theaters August 1st. In a couple of months, theaters all over the country. August 1st, we're going to have all the updated information on the HiddenColorsFilm.com website. The ticket sales will be going up in a few weeks. So plan that. These theaters are going to definitely be sold out, so you're going to want to get your tickets early, ladies and gentlemen, so you're not going to want to miss that. But Hidden Colors 5 coming to a theater in a city near you, August 1st, this is going to be the movie of the decade. I promise you that. You are not going to want to miss this, ladies and gentlemen. And also, like I said, y'all get that Mink Slide APX single at iTunes and Google Play, Your Touch, only 99 cents. Go ahead and get that now. You can pre-order it now. It's going to be available tonight at midnight. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Your Touch by the APX and Mink Slide. Hot single. Get that. Support that. Rock with that. Vibe with that. Yes, somebody said two shows in New York. We're going to have a lot of showings in New York because New York gets sold out very quickly. Also, I got to find another venue in Detroit. Usually when we have the screening in Detroit, it's a place outside of Detroit. And I keep getting the brothers and sisters, they complain that the area is kind of funny style, that the people at the theater in the area is real funny style. So I'm not too familiar with the actual area, but I want to have it somewhere more centralized in Detroit. So I got to look for a centralized theater venue in Detroit. Definitely. But I keep you guys posted on that, family. I keep you guys posted on that. A lot of stuff we want to touch on. Yeah, Houston, we're working on Houston. We got Dallas. But Houston, we're having some issues with Houston, but I'm going to try to see what I can do. I'm going to try to see what I can do, ladies and gentlemen. Folks in the chat room are talking about Umar. Umar's talking about ADOS and all that. You know, I don't get into ADOS arguments. Shout out to Sarnetta. Sarnetta, I got your text earlier. My man Sarnetta from Sarnetta TV, he was hitting me up. Sarnetta texted me about doing an interview about ADOS. Let me tell y'all something. I don't get into ADOS arguments. Do y'all notice y'all never see me get into an argument with anybody about ADOS? It's a pointless argument. I never get into arguments about that. That's pointless as hell to me. I do not get into arguments about ADOS because to me it's a hashtag. It's just a hashtag that means American descendants of slaves. What the hell is there to argue about? Then people want to pretend that it's some type of covert organization. I'm not even going to entertain that. I'm not entertaining that argument. I'm not going to even waste my damn time with that. Don't nobody ever ask me to do an interview about that. I'm not even, that's nothing to argue about. That's nothing more than a time-wasting argument. All that is a shortened version of American Descendants of Slaves. It's not a group. It's not an organization you can join. There's no secret meetings. It's just a hashtag that abbreviates American Descendants of Slaves, and we're just talking about a bloodline, a lineage. Either you are or you not. What the hell is there to argue? I don't argue that. Now, somebody was like, yeah, I'm on call with that. Now, people were talking about Umar was saying something slick. I don't know if he was saying anything slick about me. Again, I don't really listen to Umar like that. And I try not to be petty, you know, because I low-key feel sorry for the dude. I saw, speaking of Umar, and I'm not trying to be too petty, but I am a little bit. I saw where a lot of people were clowning Umar because of his crib. He made a mistake and showed his crib. He was doing some kind of live stream, and he made a mistake and flipped the camera around, and his crib had just garbage piled up. His crib, it looked like an episode of Hoarders. And a lot of people are clowning, and they're surprised how filthy this dude lives. People were really shocked to see how filthy this dude was living. And I knew that when I interviewed him for the first Hidden Colors. We were at some office, and it was filthy like that, too. So I'm not shocked. And I'm not trying to dump on the dude. I ain't trying to dogpile on him, but we're going to have to change his name to the Prince of Poverty, because this dude better get some cleaning going on in his spot. My God. I mean, the dude's house was filthy. I don't know how you living like that. You living like a drug addict. We're going to have to call him the Prince of Pollution if he don't clean that garbage up in the spot, my dude. I mean, it looked real nasty, dude. It looked hella nasty. It's like just trash all up in the dude's living room. It looked real funny style, man. I feel bad for the dude. He's the Prince of Piss Stains. It's just pissy and garbage all in this. It's horrible. That's the Prince of Piled Up Garbage. So we're going to pray for the brother. We're going to send out a little prayer. And I don't want to beat up on him. I've already got on him a lot for all the other stuff. But I don't want to do that. But let's help him out. We need to make him the Prince of Pine Sol and clean that goddamn crib up. My God. But I digress, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, God. I digress. Just y'all leave me out of it. Leave me the hell out of it. Anyway, speaking of Hollywood stuff, that's a real janky transition, but I'm doing it. You know the actor Jason Mitchell, the brother who played Eazy-E in Straight Outta Compton. Very good actor. He's a black brother, man. Up and coming actor. Very talented brother, man. They're blacklisting dude, man. They just blacklisted dude overnight. He's on the show The Chi, and I just started getting into The Chi. My dude Mike has been telling me about The Chi for the longest. Hey, man, you got to get into it. So me and my lady, we just started really getting into it, and we've been binge-watching The Chi. Man, that's a very good show. Very well written, very well acted. He does a great job in the show. And from what I understand, there were some issues with him and the leading girl in the show. She felt like she was being sexually harassed by the Jason cat. And, you know, the industry, man, they just overnight blacklisted dude. They done got him off the show, dropped a whole bunch of other projects he's involved with. His management company dropped him. His agent dropped him. I mean, just really overnight. And they're very vague about exactly what he did. They just threw out the sexual harassment rumor. They didn't say how severe it was. He might have been trying to spit at some of the ladies on set. It couldn't have been that serious, because if it was that serious, they would have charged him with something. They would be talking about criminal charges. They don't let us get away with nothing serious without some charges being behind it. So he probably just tried to spit at some chicks a little bit too hard. He was probably a little thirsty. And you know, they got a moment out to paint. Let me talk to brothers for a minute, man. Y'all have to understand, if you are a heterosexual black man, Yeah, they Me Too'd him. And what I understand, some other white women who was working on another movie with him, they said they felt uncomfortable. And you know what that means. Not that he harassed them or anything, but just the fact that some white women said they felt uncomfortable with him, they were letting the producers know, okay, we'll Me Too him and this whole production and end up suing. So they had to get him out the paint. When them white women start talking and throwing hints, that means it's time for this brother to go. So, you know, they blacklisted him. You know, they might have tried to buck break in behind the scenes. Look, if you're a straight black man in the entertainment industry, man, there's already a target on your back, especially if you're a young straight black man. You got to move real smooth and you got to be very careful out here in the game. And y'all can't be in white supremacy denial. These people play the game of white supremacy 24 hours a day. Just because they hugging and kissing on you and jocking you, don't think you can just get away with doing the same thing your white colleagues can do in their industry. They'll sit up there and let you, you know, be thirsty and, you know, bang the leading ladies and bang the little extras and all that stuff, and then they'll flip it on your ass. So black men, when you go into the Hollywood arena, when you go in those circles, you better be very careful. Even if white girls are throwing themselves at you, you better be very careful, because they'll flip that, dude. They'll flip that heavy. That's why Michael B. Jordan better be careful too. He's a great actor, very talented brother. But every time I see Michael B. Jordan in pictures, I see white women just clinging to him. And I'm not, you know, that might be what he likes or whatever, but the white girls are just real thirsty on dude. I mean, every time I see pictures of him going out, the white women just lock onto this dude, like 3-4 at a time. So my man better be careful with that. Michael, if you're listening, be careful with that. Because these same white women, in about 10-15 years, when them looks go down and they get all haggard and those pictures are circulating around with them booed up with you, they got to start explaining to the white men and their families and the white men that they're trying to get with why they were with you all booed up. So then they're going to start talking about, well, I was drugged. That's the main one they always go to. Well, I was drugged. I was high. I didn't know what I was doing. And then that starts easing into some, well, I was being taken advantage of. Then that eases into some rape talk. That's what they did with Cosby. So be careful out there, brothers, in the Hollywood game, especially if you are a heterosexual black man. This game is different for a heterosexual black man. There's a target on your back. They're very intimidated by heterosexual black men who are single. If you are a heterosexual black man who's single, there are no black Hollywood playboys. They don't let that happen. That's why when you see black actors who have had longevity in Hollywood, usually they're married, like Denzel, like Will. You know, they don't like no black playboy in Hollywood going around banging all the women. No, that intimidates the white supremacists. They don't like that. They'll start putting them Me Too scandals on you. You dig? Oh, yeah, they tried to get Jamie Foxx a few times. Oh, yeah, they done tried to get Jamie Foxx a few times. Yeah, that's why Idris got married. He hurried up and got married. You can't be, they like a white Hollywood playboy. They like Leonardo DiCaprio. They like those guys running around banging all the women. You can bang women, give them diseases. Look at Charlie Sheen. This dude running around with HIV, and they still propping him up. You can be the coked out Hollywood party playboy if you're white. But if you're a black person, a black man who's straight in Hollywood, there's a target on your back. You better be careful. You dig? But I digress. There was an article that came out today. And, you know, we got to watch out for this, too. We got to watch out for the white media telling us who the black leaders are. We got to really watch out for that. They're very good at doing that. And they put out an article with Mother Jones. That's a white-owned magazine, online publication. And they did a story talking about Damon Young. Now, Damon Young is one of these bitch niggas who work for The Root, one of these moist fuck boys who works for The Root, one of these shea butter Negroes who sits up and writes all types of vile stuff about foundational black Americans. He was the dude who wrote that article, Black People Are the White, Black Men Are the White People of Black Society, that type of dude. So they're talking about him, talking about Damon Young became the voice of young people of color. Now you watch that. Watch that. We got to call that out when they try to push fuckboys like this into the forefront as voices for black society. They are not. These are minions for white supremacy. That's something that we have to call out. That dude is a minion for white supremacy. Nothing more, nothing less. You have right-wing coons and left-wing coons, and he's a left-wing coon. It's very dangerous for us to just sit by and not say anything when these people push these folks out here to represent us, because when they push them out there to represent us, they do harm to us as a collective to get butter biscuits for themselves. And then when we complain about the harm that's been done to us, white society will point to those Negroes like, well, those are your leaders. They do that with the Congressional Black Caucus. You notice that? They love doing that with the Congressional Black Caucus. They love pointing out the fact that many of the people in the Congressional Black Caucus voted for the 94 crime bill. Now, a lot of these Negroes are running around here weeping and crying like, oh, Lord, I shouldn't have signed it. I'm telling y'all, a lot of these Negroes at the Congressional Black Caucus, they voted for that damn 94 crime bill. So when you hear Bill Clinton and all these people say, well, it's the black leaders wanted us to have the crime bill, they're talking about the Congressional Black Sambos. That's who they're talking about. And let me tell you something. The Congressional Black Caucus, that's not a black organization. That's a white-funded immigrant organization with black in the name. That's the only thing that they've done for black folks, put the word black in their name. The Congressional Black Caucus has never done anything for black society. I was talking about this not too long ago. I asked people, what the hell has the Congressional Black Caucus ever done specifically for black folks? And nobody could come up with nothing. They've never done nothing for black people. They got started, I think, in the early 70s. They have never done anything for black society. But the thing is, we have the illusion that they're doing something because you got black faces and a black name, but it's white-funded money, and they're a puppet organization to specifically undermine black society. It's just a bunch of boule Negroes who's the buffer class. You understand? So we have to call that out. We have to say, hey, these folks do not represent us. They are not our representatives. And I'm glad black people are finally getting on code and doing that now. Black people are finally getting on code and doing that now. But it's the Congressional Black Caucus. They're the ones pushing the immigration stuff. They're the ones pushing the LGBT stuff. They push everything but a damn black agenda. And the minute you start talking about a black agenda, these are the same boule Negroes going out here talking about, well, we don't need no damn reparations. These are the Simone Sanders and all these people sitting up here trying to undermine anything for foundational black Americans because they're getting their butter biscuits. You understand? We don't need to push any agenda except black tangibles. And I'm so glad that we're all on code. And we're going to have to start checking the people who are off code. That's very important. We got to check all these people who are off code. There was some dude today on Twitter. People were going in on him. Some black gay dude talking about, I'm tired of all this toxic black masculinity. I'm going to have to go get me a gun to protect myself from all this black toxic masculinity. Now, this is a gay black dude saying this, and everybody started getting in on him. Like, dude, where's this same energy for Ed Buck? I don't want to hear another black gay person talk about some damn toxic masculinity, and you don't have that same energy for the Ed Bucks and the Jeffrey Dahmers and all these people who are killing you, and you end up dead in their homes, and you know who they are and you know what they're about, but you ain't doing nothing. You don't have that smoke and that energy for them. So you watch what narratives these people try to push. They always talk about homophobia in the black community and how black trans people get killed. You always hear those stats, and what they do, they try to conflate the two. They try to say because black trans people disproportionately get killed and there's homophobia in the black community, as they say, where there's a correlation. The problem is the black transsexuals who get killed, they're usually killed by white dudes. The transsexual dudes who get killed, they're killed by the Jeffrey Dahmers in the bed, the Ed Bucks. They're the ones who are killing them. That's why most of those killings go unsolved. Those are the ones who are killing them, because a lot of those dudes are in the sex industry and most of their tricks are white. So those are the ones who are killing them. You dig? So you're still running into a situation of white supremacy. And that's what we're talking about on today's show. See, black people have these coalition fantasies. And it's time for black people to get these coalition fantasies out your mind. Black people, you're getting killed by these people you are dying to have a coalition with. These are the ones who are targeting you, and you got black folks still running around out here talking and playing dumb. You got too many black people running around here talking and playing dumb when it comes to dealing with these other groups that you want to be allied with. There is no allyship. There's no coalition. None of these groups are helping you or looking out for you. The most they'll do is use you as a token and a pawn to further their own agenda. So as a gay black person, they'll parade you around and have you dancing and twerking and bussy popping, and then they'll get all the donations and keep the donations for themselves, and then you got to go back to tricking and going back up to Ed Buck's house. So you're just nothing but a pawn. That's not a coalition. Using you as a pawn is not a coalition. See, black folks got these sick coalition fantasies, and it shouldn't take them killing us back to back to back for us to realize the con game it is and for us to get on code. It shouldn't take this much for us to get on damn code. Now, down in Mississippi, in Oxford, Mississippi, there's a black woman, a mother of a few kids. I don't know how many kids she has, but she is a mother of a few kids. And this sister had a white boy fetish, had a white cop fetish. Her name is Dominique Clayton. And I talked about this on social media. Now, Dominique, she's, I think, early 30s. I think she was in her early 30s. Now, this sister was all on her Facebook. If you look at her Facebook page, it's just her sucking up to white male police officers. She's just retweeting Blue Lives Matter. She's retweeting pictures of police, white police officers with the heart and the kissy face. And there's one video she posted where a white officer was beating up a high school student, and a black girl kicked the officer in the face. And then she typed, "He should have kicked her ass back." So she's up here rooting for white cops against other black girls. This Dominique woman, and literally her whole page, that's all her Facebook is, just her praising white male cops. So she ended up getting into an affair with a married white male cop. She was having an affair with him, and this white male cop ended up killing this woman. He stabbed this woman and shot her in the head while she was asleep, because some people are saying that she was about to expose the affair. Who knows what happened? But this has been happening a lot. These women out here, y'all laying up with Zaddy, and then Zaddy is murking you in your damn sleep. And now her family is out here blackety black, black. Everything is black. Oh, this is just racism. Now the whole family is hollering racism now. The race soldier went to court. They're trying to negotiate. They might give him a bail. They might let him bond out. And now the family is running around. Oh, man, this ain't nothing but racism. They doing black folks like this. Black, black. Everything is damn black all of a sudden. When your relative, and I'm trying to be as sensitive as possible, nobody deserves to die, but don't get black after the damn fact. Don't get black after the fact. That's the problem. A lot of black folks are trying to play coon and bedwinch roulette. You think you're going to be safe sitting up here brown nosing and ass licking these white supremacists, and then when they get you, all of a sudden it's blackety black, 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 black. Now everything is black after the fact. No, and then you want everybody to run and galvanize and support your family and promote your GoFundMe page and all that after the damn fact. No. We're not playing that game. You all better be on damn code. If you ain't on code and they get you, that's on you. Everybody's going to have to be on damn code. It ain't going to be no backtrack sympathy now, because this is a war we're in. And again, I'm trying to be as sensitive as possible. I don't want to see nobody get killed. I hate that sister got killed. But sister, you don't put yourself in a position like that. If you put yourself in a position like that, you're playing with suicide. At this point, it's suicidal to be a bedwinch and a coon at this point, because as the white supremacists are showing you, that's not going to save you. So don't get black after the fact. And again, I'm not trying to be nonsensitive, insensitive at all. But those in the dominant society, these people are on code. See, the thing is, when they lay up with somebody, when a white person lays up with a black person, they know how to get out that bed and still practice white supremacy. When black folks lay up with them, we just get so damn confused. We don't know how to, because we're so desperate for approval from them. The act of sex, we think that's the ultimate form of approval. We think that we've arrived when we can have sex with a white person or a non-black person. And then we start talking dumb and being in denial. And we don't have the luxury for that no more. And some of y'all immigrants, y'all going to have to get on code too. We're not going to have the luxury of these immigrant coons coming over here. Y'all going to have to get on code quick. And I pointed out something very important. Do y'all know 95% of the shea butter black Twitter feminists, most of these people running around calling themselves black feminists, if you notice, 95% of them are black immigrants, first and second generation. Almost all of them. I want y'all to study their background. This is why they work so hard to undermine us, because they think that there's something different. See, a lot of these Negro immigrants, they think, okay, I ain't like those Akadas. I ain't like those black Americans. I'm somehow different. So they think they can get with the oppressor class and then undermine us. And they do that all the time. But look at some of those shea butter feminists like Jamila Lemieux and all their families, those immigrant families they come from. Even Fraudanista Jones, her family's from, her grand folks are from Jamaica. A lot of folks don't know this. Y'all don't put all this together. All these people who are sitting up here undermining black society, these people come from immigrant backgrounds. Angela Rye is another one. All these people who sit up here and try to undermine black society, even Rolly the Boule Bird, his Caribbean background. All these people who got something slick and detrimental to say about black society, you look at their backgrounds. And that's something that we're going to have to G-check these folks about. Heavy. And one thing we really got to get off of, that black-brown coalition. Black folks, if y'all don't get off that, that's something that black folks are going to have to drop tonight. If you're on that, we should never use the term black and brown. And people like the Congressional Black Caucus, all of these Negroes should be pariahs in black society. they're pushing that non-existent black brown coalition, and the left wingers, they're bringing in these immigrant groups who are going out of their way to not just undermine us, but just target us for extermination. Right now, and I've been posting a lot of links on my social media, down in Long Beach right now, you got a lot of these white supremacist Hispanic gangs that have green-lighted black people down there in Long Beach right now. They're attacking civilian black people. And I've been posting a lot of links on my social media. A lot of the white Hispanic gangs, and this is black, some black people are still in denial about this. These folks are clicked in with white supremacist groups like the Aryan Nation, the neo-Nazis, the Mexican Mafia, and all these guys. That's where a lot of them, they get their orders from these Aryan Nation guys. They're clicked in. They're allied with them. That's where they get their orders. And the Aryan Nation, we got to understand, a lot of these dudes are connected with the feds. A lot of these dudes are connected with law enforcement. So this is why they are allowed to attack black folks. So y'all better understand politics. And I'm talking to some of my LA folks out here, because a lot of y'all niggas be living in these neighborhoods and you don't know the politics of the neighborhood you live in. But last week in Long Beach, outside of a high school, a whole gang of little Hispanic racist kids, they ran and jumped a special needs black kid. It was about, 20 of them. They ran and jumped this special needs black kid. And when the other black student showed up, the SAs ran. And I posted another video where one of the white Hispanic gangs was running up on another brother. He was by himself and they were banging on him. And the brother was like, hey, I don't bang. I'm not a gangbanger. And they were like, yeah, fuck the niggers. See, what they're doing, these Hispanic gangs down there, they're attacking non-affiliate black people. What they do, they attack black folks who are not affiliated with gangs. And the reason why, they know not to attack gang-affiliated black folks down there. They would get washed. Those SAs would get washed, and they know it. They know where the gangs are. They know where the brothers are out there who's affiliated. Trust me, they know where the 20s are, the 80s are, the insanes. They know where those brothers are, and they know not to go over there with the bullshit. So what they're doing down in Long Beach, they're deliberately targeting non-affiliated black folks, civilians. Very cowardly. Not just in Long Beach. They're doing it all over, by the way. But heavily in Long Beach, because you got a lot of those white supremacist or allied Mexican gangs down there. And shout out to some of the OGs. I saw earlier there were some older brothers out there policing the community. There were some brothers out there outside of the school, some of the OG brothers making sure the kids were safe. So shout out to many of those OG brothers out there. But the fact that these folks are comfortable enough to try that shows how weak we've been with that black brown coalition. That shows how weak we've been acting with that damn black brown coalition. Now there's some brothers, I've seen some other videos of some brothers giving some of those essays that work, because truth be told, many of those little essays, they cannot fight to save their lives. If we're going to be very honest, that's why it got to be like 20-1. They can't fight to save their lives. That's why they go after soft targets. They're going after special needs kids, old women, little sucker ass shit like that. So I got no respect for that. Zero respect for that. And you're not going to hear a lot of rappers, anybody speaking about it, because a lot of people in the entertainment industry, in the music, a lot of Mexican cats and white people buy their music. So they're not going to really say nothing about it like I'm saying it. A lot of folks ain't going to say nothing. They're not going to really talk about how funny style a lot of these cats are and how they're clicked up with these Hispanic gangs are clicked up with these white supremacist gangs. You dig? And the thing is, I was talking about this on social media. I had a couple of little Negroes who were mad that I used the term white supremacy to describe the affiliations with these little Hispanic gangs. Because the thing is, this is another thing. Law enforcement down there, and remember, down there in Long Beach, a black man got shot in the park not too long ago, and they never solved that murder. He got shot in the face in broad daylight and killed, and nobody never solved that murder. But down there, law enforcement, they are passing that type of violence off as just gang-related, when it's not gang-related. It's not gang-related, it's racially motivated. These are hate crimes that they're doing. And you got to be very careful about the words that they use and the words that you accept. These essays running around here attacking innocent civilians, that's not gang-related. When they use the word gang-related, when they word something as gang-related, the general public just dismisses it. Like, okay, well, the gangs deserve what they got. They're not running up on black gangs. They're getting at black civilians. So this is not a gang thing. This is a race thing. We have to learn how to correct the narrative. We have to learn how to correct the narrative. You put yourself in harm's way when you sit up and accept that narrative that all of this is gang related when it's racially motivated. Because what you do, you end up making your own block hot inadvertently. Because I've had Negroes say, man, this ain't no white supremacy. This gang shit. You fool. Do you know how stupid you are? You're making your own block hot trying to sound like a G when some of y'all niggas are not. Some of you dudes out here talking dumb who's talking about you living in certain neighborhoods and all this, and you know what? You don't know nothing that's going on, and you making your block hot with this game goofy nonsense. You don't understand the streets and the prison politics. These folks play chess with your ass, and you out here playing checkers. You don't let them call that gang-related, and it's not gang-related when they're targeting non-affiliates. Because then what happens, they come in there and just start scooping everybody up when y'all let them frame it like that, fool. Black folks got to learn how to understand chess moves that these people make, man. And I've had Negroes arguing with me because I'm putting the connections together that these dudes, these essays are connected with white supremacist groups. They're running around yelling, nigga this, nigga that. Yeah, gang related, that's dismissive language. That means, all right, let them do it. We shouldn't get involved with that. But the thing is, you know, a lot of dudes, a lot of these new dudes out here, let me talk to my LA dudes. Because I've noticed sometimes when you start talking about white supremacy in the streets out here, a lot of these little old young niggas, they start getting offended when you mention that these people are clicked up with white supremacists, especially when you start talking about these essays being clicked up with white supremacists, which they are. A lot of these little female raised Negroes get offended. And you know why? Because a lot of Negroes out here in LA, let me talk to my LA dudes, and I want y'all to listen. A lot of y'all niggas out here, you young cats, y'all laying up with these Mexican girls, and that Mexican coochie done got y'all niggas sprung. A lot of y'all dudes are laying up with that Mexican cooch, and in your mind, you done told yourself that she ain't really white. She's a person of color, so you can feel less coonish. We're going to tell the truth and shame the devil today. A lot of my LA dudes, my young dudes, y'all love Hispanic cooch. Y'all be laying up here, your Hispanic baby mama, y'all love that Hispanic cooch, and then you tell yourself that she's a person of color. Well, she's almost black because she listened to music and she can make a couple of plates of collard greens with Goya powder. You done sat up and told yourself that she's kind of, sort of a sister. She's an honorary sister because she ain't really white. Y'all niggas done sat up here and ran this game on your damn self, and her cousin or her brother is over here shooting up a kid in the black neighborhood. And now you want to be in denial? We ain't playing that game out here, niggas. We're not playing that game. Y'all better get some pimp bones in your body and stop getting so pussy whooped and sprung over Rosarita and understand what's going on out here, because she ain't distancing herself from her family just because she laying up with your little dumb black ass. These Mexican girls go fuck you and then go tell they brother exactly where you live and the layout of your house, and then they come and wipe you and your whole family out, dumbass. Y'all better understand the game out here, dudes. I'm talking specifically to my LA cats out here. Y'all need to know better. We got a lot of dudes out here who are in denial. You say something about white supremacy and these essays being clicked up with white supremacists. Oh, hell no. Why you saying all that? Don't, there ain't no damn white supremacy. Come on, man. You talking crazy, man. This gang talk. Wait, man, come on. Because if you got to accept them dudes, those essays being connected with the white supremacists, you got to accept that essay's sister who you're laying up with. You got to accept her being affiliated with white society, because she is. A lot of those essays, a lot of those Hispanics, especially those Hispanic women, they view themselves as white. They view themselves as European. And I have niggas out here talking about, man, she ain't no European, she is Spanish. Nigga, Spain is in Europe, fool. Spain is in Europe. These people view themselves as European. Negroes, just because she's listening to Nipsey Hussle's album and she listens to a little Snoop Dogg and you dicking her down, that's not going to change the fact that that woman thinks she's white. Y'all so desperate for some damn coalition, and you got these kids out here being targeted by your lady's brother. You understand? We got to stop with these coalition fantasies and understand we are all we got. Y'all got to stop being little de facto coons out here. Y'all got to stop playing these little mind games with yourself and understand we ain't got no allies. We ain't got no friends. The little Mexican chick who's fucking on you, that ain't really your friend. She's having her little jollies. Let me tell you something. When she's done with you, she's going to go back to Luis. She's going to get her little short, stubby Mexican dude to get wifed up by. Let's be real. A lot of these Mexican chicks don't even kick it with y'all like that. They kick it with you, but they go back to their families. Family is a real big thing with them. They go right back to their families. While you sitting out here with Rainbow Coalition fantasies, y'all better get off that. I know y'all were raised by little old dusty hood rat women. I know, niggas, and I know that a lot of y'all have a very negative view of sisters. I know, but damn. Get over that. Get over that. You see salvation, you can't really get a white woman. Ain't no white woman trying to fuck with you like that down there in the hood. So the best you can get is a little Latina chick. You understand? And then you get the little mixed Latina kids, mixed black and Latina kids, and you really think you came up. That's a real big thing out here in LA with men and women. I know a lot of these hood rat sisters who just lay up with Mexican dudes. They have a whole bunch of kids by Mexican dudes. And the Mexican dudes be molesting the kids and everything else. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Let's keep it 100. Let's keep it 100. These hood rats out here in LA are real big on that. Getting them a little Mexican dude to have a kid with. You go down to the Sloss and Swap Meet, you see these hood rats with these little mixed kids. It's not mixed by white dudes. Those are Mexican, black and Mexican kids. We always running from ourselves. And the Mexican kids don't be really taking care of them kids like that. They go back to their community. They ain't wiping you up. They'll have a bunch of kids by you, little old dark babies, and then they go over there to Esmeralda and wipe her up after they done knock you up with five or six black Mexican kids. Black folks, stop playing this little self-hating game with yourself and understand politics. Everybody else is trying to get power. And we're up here trying to get a fake coalition based on fantasies. We got to think in terms of power. We got to take emotions out the game. We got to stop running from ourselves. And we got to get on code by any means necessary. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Don't forget, family, get the new single by Mink Slide, APX. Click the link. If you're in the chat room right now, look at the profile and click that link. Pre-order is going to be on sale in a couple of hours. If you're on the East Coast, I don't know what time it is on the East Coast right now, but in about an hour or so, it's going to be midnight out there. So the single, Your Touch, get that tonight. And I'm going to holler at you guys Sunday on the stream. Y'all be good.